Welcome to another reading of poems at midnight. Yes, it's midnight on Wednesday, and it's been a bitterly cold day all day. And I think anyone who's been chilly today deserves to be warmed up, even at this time of night. So I've got a poem for you. And the poem is called Warning. Warning. And it's by Jenny Joseph, an English woman, as you're going to hear. And here is her performance of her poem. And after she's performed her poem, I'll have a go at it as well.
Warning. When I'm an old woman, I shall wear purple, with a red hat, which doesn't go and doesn't suit me. And I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals, and say, we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired, and gobble up samples in shops, and press alarm bells, and run my stick along the public railings, and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick the flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go or only bread and pickle for a week and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street. And set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple.
I wonder what age Jenny Joseph was when she wrote that poem. Well, it's my turn to have a go. My turn to have a go at Warning by Jenny Joseph. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat which doesn't go and doesn't suit me. And I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals, and say, we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired, and gobble up samples in shops, and press alarm bells, and run my stick along the public railings, and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausages at a go or only bread and pickle for a week and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we must have clothes that keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the street and set a good example for the children. We must have friends to dinner and read the newspapers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple.